Tanner McCourt had checked into my grandmother's, now my, UFO-themed B&B 2 weeks ago for a one-week stay. He hadn't paid up front because I never ask anyone to. And he hadn't paid when his week was up, asking to stay a few more days to clear up some business. If this was one of those fancy hotels, I might be able to change the keycard when he left his room upstairs. But he never left the room, not even to eat. He ordered takeout, the delivery boy somehow knowing to slink up the back stairs so I'd be less inclined to notice. My hand hovered over the phone. The ceiling fan hummed overhead. A trickle of sweat dripped down my spine. This was the limit. If Tanner didn't march downstairs with cash, check, or credit card in hand, I'd call the police. I'd really do it this time.